Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garble the Twistery channel.
What's up, y'all? It's time for some Scoops Haagen-Dazs. Wait, I mean, Garble Twistery. Last time we finished off the saga, that was the 1804 election, and now it's time to enter the next set of in-between election episodes. So how's about we get it started? So, it's 1805, and we're out here in Harmony, Pennsylvania, and some Christian weirdos just made a building here or whatever, call themselves the Harmony Society. I don't get it. What is their deal? Guess we have to fly all the way out to Germany and figure this nonsense out. So, it all started with some dude named Johann the Rapper. He was born in, oh dear, here we go, Ipteken, and he was a duchy of Wittigenten-Bittenberg. If you were to talk to Johann's friends, they would say, quote, "He had a good head on his shoulders, but he also has an extremely hard head on his shoulders, you dig? Oh, and he really likes praising that Lord, too," unquote. And, you know, Johann the Rapper liked to have tiny desk concerts in his house with his friends and stuff. But one day, they all decided, hey, why don't we take all these sick beats about Jesus and go on a U.S. tour? And by U.S., they really mean Pennsylvania and maybe Indiana. So poof, they arrive and they build three of their very own concert halls, fun times, and Johann the Rapper was super inspired by other people who had their own ideas on how to Christian. People like Philip Carlos Williams, who believed that the pop singer, Lord, actually works through the individual. But anyways, let's go back to Germany for a sec.
Flashback.
So Johann and his motley crew are trying to be Jesus hipsters, and they stop going to church, and they stop doing the communion dance routine, and he starts to get a larger following, because come on, ain't nobody want to go to church anymore. And eventually, Johann's like, quote, "Hey, yo, Lutherans, we're done here," unquote. And now the cops are showing up at his door like, dude, go to church. But he ignored them, and he tried to go official with his new doctrine and stuff and a new congregation that would just go to your house instead of telling you to waste gas money going to church. Oh, and what else was different about him, you ask? Well, Johann didn't like the whole baptizing children before they can even decide if they're Christian thing. And he also thought, like, communion and confession needed to chill. Like, a couple times a year is fine. But yeah, they started homeschooling and, like, they dodged the draft. And there were, like, 11,000 people doing this. So yeah, the German government was all like, call in for backup, this is getting weird. And Johann wasn't no idiot. And he was like, quote, "Okay, I don't even know half of your faces, and we probably gotta split to France before the feds show up," unquote. And just like clockwork, in 1803, the cops showed up and started pulling some nonsense. And at that point, Johann was like, this is so terrifying that I think we need to literally go across the ocean to get away from this tomfoolery. So they left for the U.S., but traveling as a group was at least equally as trash as it is nowadays, so these 11,000 Jesus hipsters got split up like a Scooby-Doo episode, and by the time Johann the Rapper got to Pencilland, he had like 500 people max at his Christian hipster after-school club.
Don't fly, Spirit.
Despite this downgrade, Johann the SoundCloud Rapper got himself a hefty plot of pencil land and formed his own town. They called themselves the
Harmony
Society. I mean, eventually, someone showed up and bought their town, and they moved to Indiana for a bit, and then moved back to Pennsylvania again, making towns along the way with weird names like
Harmony,
or Economy, or New Harmony. And while I could talk about all this change and migration, I always feel it is in my best interest to not jump too far forward in history about these kinds of things. You feel me? But that doesn't mean I'm ending the episode here. We have some more cray-cray details to talk about these German Christian hipsters. Yeah? Yeah? We need to discuss them. So, what exactly makes them hipsters? Well, they'll willingly go to jail for saying inflammatory nonsense, for one. No, really. Back in Germany, Johann the Rapper was being interrogated by human resources or whatever, and he was all like, quote, "I am a prophet. I have God on speed dial. Deal with it," unquote. They literally jailed his hiney for 2 days and told him that if he keeps running his kale-eating hipster mouth, he's gonna get exiled. Yeah, Germany don't play. They would show up at his house and steal all his books and stuff too. It was wild, man. But, I mean, they interpreted the new spelling test literally, and they really weren't all about bayonets, you know? Super peaceful, you know? What else? Oh! They were trying their best to not make out with each other because they had to be pure for when Jesus drops his final album at the turn of the century. Yeah, they thought they would be around when that happens. I mean, but with all this war and revolution going on in Europe, who wouldn't think that Napoleon is the Antichrist and will bring about the end of times in Jesus' comeback album?
What?
Oh, everybody else, apparently. Oh, and when I say end of times, I'm not talking about everything being taken over by Girl Scouts and Tigers. No, they believed that when Jesus drops his turn of the century album, it's gonna slap so hard that it will cause 1,000 years of peace on Earth. Oh, and they did some cult stuff too. Like, Johann and his squad believed that Christianity had a bunch of super secret rules and stuff that only a few people knew, and this led them being into some crazy stuff, okay? Like, they were out here trying to do alchemy and turning tins of peanut butter into water bottles filled with green beans and stuff. Oh, but the beliefs of the Harmony Society only get wackier and wackier. Get this. Johann the SoundCloud rapper believed you have to be single for life. Do not fall in love. Don't put a ring on it. Why? Because apparently Adam was supposed to reproduce with himself. I'm serious. According to Johann, Adam had all the tools to create life all on his own, and when Eve became a thing, the harmony was broken. That's right. Johann believed that you have to be as singular as possible because gender division wasn't supposed to happen to begin with, biblically. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if an idea like that were to float around at a much later period in history, but the late 1790s, perhaps Johann was prophetic, but not just in the ways he was expecting. I mean, obviously he predicted a day of reckoning, and obviously it didn't happen. I mean, what good cult doesn't have a day of reckoning prediction? Here's another interesting hipster thing. They didn't mark their graves. Yeah, one with the earth and all that jazz, I'd assume. I mean, they did have a sign and a fence that was like, yo, this is a graveyard, but that's about it. So what did their houses look like? Well, they obviously looked pretty German, and they had some modern-day U.S. elements as well. At first, it was a bunch of log cabins, but then they built some houses later, some, like, real houses, and I mean real freaking houses, like internal heating, fire-resistant, termite-resistant, the works. But those were their Indiana houses. They literally built a whole town out of sassafras trees. I'm serious. Hotels, schools, stables, a barn, some churches, you name it. Some dude named Herbert visited and was all like, quote, "This town is literally the most beautiful, most precious town I have ever seen in my entire life. Golly," unquote. Insulation, soundproof ceilings, two-story houses. I'm telling you, the Harmony Society means business, y'all. Yeah, but let me tell you about their day-to-day stuff real quick. There were like 4 to 6 people in the house, and not all of them were related. Remember, single life is the best life according to this Harmony Bible interpretation. So people who were married before and converted essentially existed as brother and sister. They even built dorms to further drive the point home. Oh, and life was scheduled too. Wake up at 5:30, breakfast at 6:30, lunch at 9, dinner at 12, lunch at 3, supper at 6:30, go to bed at 9. Oh, and they did chores all day too. Well, except for Sundays. On Sundays, they like to sing the Lord's praises all day. As for their clothes, they looked like they came from straight out of Swabia. And they were out here making their own clothes. So, yep, they looked super plain. Well, except for on Sundays. They got super fancy pantsy with the silk dresses on Sunday. Other than that, it's just ankle dresses and regular looking vests with a doofy looking hat. The usual stuff. Speaking of technology, these Harmony people were super savvy. They were out here building steam engines and making factories and stuff, and also every single one of them had a J-O-B. These dudes were out here with the pickaxes, and the ladies were out there with the fire hoses doing agriculture. But yeah, I think I've covered all the bases with the Harmony Society and what they were all about and stuff. I mean, what a fascinating little hovel, am I right? If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, why you shouldn't lick pineapples without brushing your teeth, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting! There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page, but wait, there's more! If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon-exclusive season titled Garble Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along. And now, a snippet from the upcoming Spider-Man suggestion episode.
Spider-Man.
Apparently, everybody freaking loves spiders. The college kids are out here in 1965 all like, quote, "We love Spider-Man so much, we would eat a spider and spit it out for Bob Dylan," unquote. Sounds like a wild story, don't it? If you want to be there for the full release, then you can head over to Patreon. Anyways, next time...
Life is a highway, I'm gonna ride it
on my horse-drawn carriage. See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
I am a prophet. I have God on speed dial. Deal with it.